I wanted to improve the playground for the children.
A daycare renovation that wasn't kid-friendly.
There's a photograph of standing water, which would indicate that it's not level.
But this handyman...
I've been doing this for over 15 years. I've never had one complaint on me.
...says he played by the rules.
These are all signed and agreed upon contracts. She gave me the final payment check that she was satisfied with the work.
The backyard job you did was terrible.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Kathy Espreya is suing contractor Charles DeCherico for a refund for substandard concrete work at her daycare center.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 379 on calendar in the matter of Espreya versus DeCherico.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Espreya, you run a daycare center out of your house?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been doing that?
19 years I've been licensed.
It came a time when were you advised that you had to have some work done on the house in order to maintain your license?
No, I wanted to improve our background or our backyard, the playground for the children.
You weren't told that you had to?
No.
What was it, dirt or concrete?
I had mulch throughout the whole backyard.
So it was not concrete?
It was not concrete.
So you had soft mulch?
I had soft mulch.
And then you hired the defendant to pour concrete and put pavers in the backyard?
Yes, Your Honor.
Which he did. According to you, you were dissatisfied with the work.
Yes, Your Honor.
I have a couple of questions to ask you.
Yes.
After you had the concrete poured, did the people who license your daycare center look at the concrete backyard?
No, Your Honor.
Were you told by anyone that you had to put some sort of a soft top over the concrete if the children were going to play on it?
No, Your Honor.
So there was no additional layer of anything soft, because mulch is soft?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have photographs of what you deem to be unsatisfactory work?
Yes.
May I see it? Mr. DeCherico, you poured concrete, laying a foundation, I'm certain, because if it's just a mulch yard, so you were starting from scratch. You didn't have to break up anything first.
No, ma'am. I had to dig up all the mulch that was about 6 inches deep.
Right, but you weren't pouring concrete over concrete.
No, ma'am.
Is what you're complaining about that the concrete is rough?
It's extremely rough.
Rough.
And not suitable
okay,
for children.
Okay, just a second. Well, I can't say that it's not uniform, but it's clearly rough.
Yes.
Why is the concrete rough?
Because what we agreed upon was there was going to be a rough textured finish on the top of it, because what she wanted afterwards was to put a layer of padding on top of that for the children. So in order for that padding to be able to stick to concrete, it cannot be a completely smooth finish, because the glue and the padding will not stick down correctly. It would just peel right back up and not come out. So we agreed upon a rough finish.
Do you have that in writing anywhere?
I don't. I just have in the contract that it was going to be poured in finished concrete. It didn't have rough or smooth finish. It's just what we agreed upon.
Okay. And how much did you charge her for this?
The total charge for the concrete playground was $3,466.
Now, there's a photograph here of standing water in the back area, which would indicate that it's not level.
It's what's going to be taken care of when you put the extra layer on top of it to stick that padding down.
No, this, then the padding will just dip.
No, the padding would have been leveled out on the concrete.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, if you have a surface that's like this, and you put a rubber padding on, like they have in playgrounds, if what you're telling me is, that's not going to stabilize this. The rubber padding is going to go like this.
There would be a skim coat underneath it that leveled it out to be a level surface. So instead of going like this, it would have been leveled up. That was just a rough concrete pad.
You're talking pretty fast. Listen to me, sir. What you said was she wanted it rough because she wanted to put a plastic or a rubber padding over it to make it softer for the children.
Yes, ma'am.
Which actually, listen to me carefully, Mrs. Spira, is a very good idea. If you have children playing outside, they shouldn't be playing on concrete. That's why all playgrounds today, most of them, have a rubberized thing. So if you fall, you don't crack your head open.
Yes.
Yes. And so what you're wrong about, sir, is you can't have it both ways. You said she wanted a rough surface because she was going to put a pad over it.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you just, I said, but the pad won't correct the fact that this isn't level. You said, well, yes, it will. I said, no, it won't, because if you put a rubberized pad over something that is not level, it's still going to have standing water.
Well, that's why
water.
I told you a skim coat goes below
it. Then you said, then what we were going to do is put another coat on top of it.
Yes, and this was a whole nother contract that we were going to be signed. This contract was for that. That was, if she was unsatisfied with the work, she gave me the final payment check that she was satisfied with the work. I called her and sent her pictures of all the work, and she said, yes, I am very happy with this. Here is your final check. And she handed me my final check, and I cashed it from her.
Are you telling me, let's be very careful about this, is what you're telling me that the plaintiff personally in her house handed you the final check?
No, her daughter handed
it. Right!
I waited to cash.
Just a second. Correct. She did not. Her daughter did.
Yes, and I did not cash that check until after she got home and told me that she was satisfied with the work. I waited for her.
No.
And if she was not satisfied with the work, why did she contract me after she got home to do more work additionally, three more jobs after this job?
Oh, just a second. Tell me what other jobs that, I don't know what we're doing here, sir. Tell me what other jobs she called you to do.
I laid another concrete slab in her front yard, auditioned her driveway.
When?
About a week or so after this. The pavers were not done until the final check was received for this job. On October 21st, 2017, the paver job started on October 26th, 2017. And then the concrete pour in the front yard started after that.
Just a second. Were those three different contracts?
Yes, I have three different contracts. I don't have the contract for the...
Can I see them?
Yes. That's the concrete pavers.
No. Let me see the pavers.
This is for the pavers, which was done after the concrete pour with the receipt of final payments and everything for it. And this was for the concrete playground, which was done previously to that. I do not have the contract for the concrete pour in our front yard. I apologize.
I didn't hear you. You were talking so fast, sir. You don't understand.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yes. Between the 21st and the 26th of October, do you know if it rained?
It did rain, yes.
So you saw between the 21st and the 26th that the back concrete wasn't level?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you have a discussion with him about it?
Yes, it's in text messages.
Can I see them, please?
Sure.
Because that's when he started an additional job for you.
Yes.
Okay, so did you ever complete the back and make it level and smooth?
No, I told her I was going on vacation, and she was dissatisfied with the time.
Did you ever have anyone else make it smooth?
I have not yet. I do have estimates.
May I see the estimate?
Yes.
To make it smooth.
I told her I was going to do it out of the kindness of my heart to fix it for the smooth surface that she was unsatisfied with, but that was not part of the contract that we agreed upon. And she was just dissatisfied with the timing that it was going to take me to do it, because I had vacation that had already been planned.
Your Honor?
Oh, no. Listen, anybody who gives you a new contract is going to tell you that they have to take apart whatever else anybody else did in order to do it. He's not giving you back all the money to do it. You get somebody to come and put a skim coat on top.
That, within a year or so, will chip up. The thin set will break after a year or two.
I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to be here in a year or two.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The backyard job you did with her is terrible. Explain to me why the check wasn't made out to your handyman service, but made out to your girlfriend.
I couldn't make it to the bank, so I asked Kathy to make it out to Stephanie so she could make it to the bank to cash it for me.
Oh, that is such a lot of baloney.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kathy Espreya says contractor Charles DeCherico performs substandard work on her daycare center. Charles is countersuing for his bill and the return of his tools.
Okay, somebody has to come and put a skim coat on top of it to make it smooth. And then you're going to rubberize part of it because that was your agreement.
Yes.
That was what the plan was, that at least part of it was going to be rubberized.
The contract between the defendant and I had nothing to do with the padding.
That's what you had discussed, because it's clear from the text messages that... Do you want me to read you the text messages?
The skim coat is still in her backyard.
I didn't ask you anything.
Yes, ma'am.
clear from the text messages back and forth between the two of you that you had discussed putting a rubberized padding
over the concrete.
And he said to you, no problem, I'll come by and skim coat it. But it's not level, and somebody's going to have to do something a little more than skim coating it to make it level.
Your Honor?
Not $6,000 worth. If somebody's charging you $6,000, they are robbing you. Now,
Your Honor?
You paid it. Quiet. You paid him money after he did this job. You signed another agreement with him 6 days later to do the pavers, and you gave him money. You had a contract to do the pavers for $600.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you paid him $450, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you didn't give him the other $150.
Yes, I did.
When?
I gave him $300 down for material and $300 when he was done.
May I just see the $300 payment, the other $300
payment? When is $460, which $300 of it is for the pavers.
Right.
And then the other $300.
I just want to see the other
$300. And these are the receipts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Paid in full. $600. Now, what was wrong with the pavers?
The pavers are very unlevel. Not only that, he placed the pavers on top of the mulch.
There was no pavers placed on top of mulch. I dug down all of the I dug down all of the mulch and placed sand down below everything. I've been doing this for over 15 years. I've never had one complaint on me.
These are the pavers. This is the dirt. Now, the dirt, the material that I was charged for, he dug a hole in the side of my house and used the dirt from the side of my house as paver base.
You can see in the photo that sand is posted
down.
Paver base is dark, and then the sand on top of it. These are all signed and agreed upon contracts with finished final payments.
Okay. I wouldn't use him again. However, because I don't like this work, I have a question for you.
Ma'am.
In whose name is it?
Mine, ma'am.
Tell me the name of it.
Semper Fi Handyman Services, ma'am.
Does your girlfriend work for you?
No, she does not, ma'am.
Do you have children?
I have a...
Do you have children?
Yes, ma'am.
How many?
I have 166.
His mother.
No, he does not. He lives with his mother, ma'am.
You under a child support order?
Yes, ma'am.
In what state?
The state of Massachusetts, ma'am.
Are there arrears in this child support order?
No, ma'am.
Then you explain to me why the check wasn't made out to your handyman service, but made out to your girlfriend.
There was one check made out to her just because of the fact that I had to go complete...
The big check. The big check.
I had to complete another job that day, so I explained to Miss Kathy.
No, I want... Don't explain it to her.
Okay.
I want you to explain it... To me.
Because I was unable to make the bank to cash it that day because I needed the cash to be able to pay my employee. So I couldn't make it to the bank because it was on a Saturday. The bank closed at 1. So I asked Kathy to make it out to Stephanie so she could make it to the bank to cash it for me.
Oh, that is such a lot of baloney.
No, it's not, ma'am.
Oh, that is such a... I mean, I know that there's a story. It's just that it's almost lunchtime and I don't want to get into it. But you are so full of baloney.
I am not at all, ma'am.
Are so full of baloney with that excuse that you just gave me.
No, I'm
not. Why this last payment, which was a big chunk of money.
It was $1,642, ma'am.
Yeah, that's made up.
It was the same amount as the beginning.
Just a second. That's made up.
Because I did not have time to make it to the bank.
Right. And I'm
absolutely, it needed to be cashed.
And I'm absolutely certain you were going to report that money to the IRS this year.
Yes, ma'am. Why would I not?
On a check that's made out to your girlfriend.
I have no reason to lie to anybody, ma'am.
Very good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The backyard job you did with her is terrible, and she's going to have to get somebody to fix it. You shouldn't have hired him to do two other jobs for you. Do you understand?
What about my tools
the rest
up
of
in his job, ma'am?
I'm speaking. If you interrupt me again, you're going out.
And later today...
Who has the car now?
She has the car. I don't have the car.
Bird, do you have the car?
You got the car?
Oh, I don't know.
Your Honor, I could not... drive the vehicle.
Perfect. Well, you shouldn't be driving it anyway.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kathy Espreya says contractor Charles DeCherico performs substandard work on her daycare center. Charles is countersuing for his bill and the return of his tools.
Okay, the backyard job you did with her is terrible. And she's going to have to get somebody to fix it. She's going to have to get somebody to come in, put at least a skim coat on it. They're not going to have to dismantle the whole thing. And you should be able to get that done for $1,500. If you can't, you shouldn't have hired him to do two other jobs for you. Do you understand?
What about my tools are left in his job, ma'am?
I'm speaking. If you interrupt me again, you're going out with nothing. Now, do you have any of his tools that he left on the property?
There are no tools in my house.
What tools did you leave?
All of my concrete traveling tools, my concrete mixing bucket, and all the skim coat that I had bought to skim coat her top out of the kindness of my heart to told her that I would fix it for her. That is all left there.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. Your counterclaim's dismissed. I don't believe you.
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy your lunch.
You may step out.
I believe it was fair. She thought what she thought.
I'm quite happy with her decision.
She blew up at me and just didn't want me on her property anymore.
I gave him 3 weeks.
Can't make everybody happy.
Never hire this gentleman.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Peyton versus Drake. Step forward.
24-year-old Lanice Padian is suing former classmate, 23-year-old Jerlisha Drake, for the money she paid for a 2003 Chevy Impala.
All right, this is a car sale drama, and I'm going to try to put it in perspective and give you a rapid adjudication. You bought a car from Ms. Drake.
Correct.
What kind of car was it, and when did you make the purchase?
It was an 03 Chevy Impala.
Slowly. Okay. It was a...
2003 Chevy Impala. I brought it from her on November 11th. October 11th.
Of last year?
Yes, correct. 2017.
And you paid her $750 for the car?
Yes.
So far, is that correct?
Yes.
And at the time you purchased the car, she did not have the title to give you?
Correct.
How long had you owned the car?
Like 6 or 7 months.
Did you get the title for the car?
Yes.
Did you register it in your name?
Yes.
Let's go slowly, because the questions are going to get more difficult.
Okay.
Did you register the car in your name?
Yes, I did.
Great. And got license plates for it?
Yes.
And at some point, you got a warrant?
Yes.
Issued for your arrest?
Yes.
And when was that?
That was December of 2017. I don't know exact date.
But at that time, she had the car?
Yes.
And based upon she's driving the car down the road, mm-hmm. and the police pull the car over.
Mm-hmm.
And police pull the car over because they think it's you.
Yes.
That's not what you say in your answer. You say she had outstanding warrants, so they pulled the car over. Well, that's not true, mm-hmm. because they didn't know anything about her when they pulled the car over. They pulled the car over because you had an outstanding warrant that was attached to the license plates on your car that she could not have registered because you did not give her the title, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then the car was impounded. And it was impounded because you also had an outstanding warrant.
Correct. This is not even
what
funny.
What was your outstanding warrant for?
Traffic violations.
And what was your outstanding warrant for?
Driving under a suspended license.
So you weren't supposed to be driving at all?
Correct.
So you couldn't have registered the car anyway?
Correct.
Who has the car now?
She has the car. I don't have the car.
Bird, do you have the car?
You got the car?
Well, I don't know who. Your Honor, when I went to get the car, when she got the car out of impound, I went to pick the car up, but the car was out of commission. I could not drive the vehicle.
Let me explain something to you. This is coming to a place where I don't care. Got it?
Okay.
Because you couldn't buy a car. You weren't supposed to be driving a car in October. And you got pulled over in what month?
December.
So you drove the car for a month?
Yes.
Without a license?
Correct.
What do you want me to do? You both did the wrong thing. You think that courts are here to waste their time on two people that did the wrong thing? We're not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, just my own curiosity. You don't know where the car is?
Yeah, the car is on Erie Street. Once I got out of jail, I gave her the keys to the car, so I didn't get the driver
anything. Why did you give her the keys to the car?
She paid for it, so at that point, that it was her car. I gave it back. Your Honor, I did not get the car back.
I don't care whether you got the car back or not. She had the car for a month?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to consider that you rented the car for a month for $350, which is what I think that I'm going to do. Even though you did the absolute wrong thing, I don't think that she should benefit from that because she was in the wrong as well. So I think you both have to hurt a little bit. I have no idea where this car is. If it's not drivable, is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, you shouldn't be driving it anyway. $350.
Your Honor.
That's what it cost you to drive the car for a month. We're done. Thank you.
Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't agree with her decision at all.
I think that it was a fair decision.
Even though I wasn't supposed to be driving the vehicle because I didn't have a license, I paid for the car.
She couldn't have got the license.
I just know not to never buy a car off for somebody on the street.
I'm just happy that I didn't have to pay for pimping her ride.